Let's get to the rural news now. Some big news this morning, Maya Burry, with the announcement around RSE workers for horticulture and wine industries.
Morena, Corin. Yes, so the government's announced it'll allow 2,000 recognised seasonal employer or RSE workers from the Pacific to enter the country and help pick fruit and vegetables this summer. It definitely is a significant announcement, especially when you think about the size of the border exemptions we've had to date. And it comes off the back of months of lobbying from industry groups. Growers here, they've been warning that they wouldn't be able to harvest all their crops unless they got more workers in to help. Now, the scheme has been announced by the Minister of Immigration, Chris Farfoy, and the Minister of Agriculture, Damien O'Connor. And Mr O'Connor spoke to rural reporter Eric Frickberg.
We have agreed to allow 2,000 RSE workers. That's additional to the 6,000 that are currently in the country. Those 2,000 to come in to assist all those horticulturists to make sure they get the crops off the trees and into their sheds.
Now, you'll still be short of about 4,000 or so compared with last year. Will this be enough?
Look, government's very focused firstly on providing opportunities for New Zealanders to get work. We have people coming back from overseas. We have people who have been displaced from other industries. And so we've been working with the horticultural sector to ensure that they are offering every opportunity for New Zealanders first. But there will be a shortfall, and we believe that this additional number of RSE workers will go a long way to meet their needs.
One other thing, Minister, you are putting some quite stiff conditions, such as requiring at least the living wages paid and some other things. Are you taking a chance to tell the employers that they should maybe pay people a little better?
Look, clearly the horticultural sector is doing really well at the moment, and we want that benefit to be shared with workers to encourage more New Zealanders to take up the opportunities. That's why we've set a minimum of the living wage for the RSE workers, and that will probably flow through, should flow through to New Zealanders. And we've put some other requirements that mean the employers will have to cover the full cost of managed isolation. They have to guarantee the minimum hours of work while in isolation, and they have to have repatriation plans in place so that the workers can get home. So it is a tough set of requirements, but the number that comes in will assist with the horticultural sector getting through those seasonal demands.
That's the Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor. And these workers, they'll arrive between January and March next year. It'll be interesting just to hear how those industry leaders react to this news today and whether they think it'll be enough or they need more.
Yes, we'll hear from them on Morning Report. Also, the Minister, Chris Farfoy, too, for his comments on that. Coming up just after 7. Now, hopes spirulina farming could become a $100 million industry.
I really did think I'd heard of every type of farming, but I can't say I'd heard of spirulina farming before today. But the Ministry for Primary Industries, it's announced it's backing a project to investigate the viability of large-scale spirulina production here. Spirulina, it's a blue-green algae that's used as a health supplement because it's strong in protein and iron. And I'm guessing most listeners will probably associate it with a bright green-looking smoothie. But this work, it's going to cost about $500,000, and that money will come from MPI's Sustainable Food and Fibre Futures Fund, but also a company called NZ Algae Innovations. This is based in Manawatu, and it's been growing spirulina commercially for 18 months, but it's looking to branch out. And its director, Justin Hall, says the aim is to scale up its production model and also look at new ways that spirulina can be consumed.
Around the world at the moment, the vast majority of spirulina is consumed in a powder or a tablet form from a health supplement perspective. There's a lot of spirulina in powdered form that goes into other products. You know, a lot of people will know it as an ingredient in a smoothie, but that's one of our goals, is to develop other products and other formats of spirulina. Ultimately, we want to get more people consuming more spirulina more often, and that means we need to get it into different formats. So instead of a dried and milled product, what can we do with fresh biomass, for example, that hasn't been dried and processed?
That's Justin Hall, and that wraps up the rural news for this morning.